Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Daniel chapter 4 and verse 27. Daniel said, "King Nebuchadnezzar, please accept my advice. Stop sinning and do what is right. Break from your wicked past and be merciful to the poor. Perhaps then you will continue to prosper." Daniel was an incredibly courageous person. He was talking to one of the most powerful persons who's ever walked this earth and giving him some staggeringly bad news. He was telling King Nebuchadnezzar the meaning of his dream. He was going to be driven away from human society and would live with wild animals where he would eat grass like a cow. This isn't the sort of message you would want to deliver to a powerful despot who was inclined to kill his opponents at a moment's notice. Daniel informed the king that his life would only improve when he had learned his lesson. This was an incredibly tough message, but Daniel knew he had to be faithful to God and tell the king the truth. The result was amazing. Nebuchadnezzar suffered in all the ways that were prophesied and ended up praising God and concluding, "All his acts are just and true, and he is able to humble the proud." Telling people the truth when it's encouraging and positive is one thing, but to tell them the truth when it's the last thing they'd ever want to hear is another. The Bible introduces us to many people who are willing to do the latter. When Isaiah was called by God, he was informed that people would reject what he had to say. At the time of Jeremiah's message of judgment, there were others who were declaring messages of peace, which the people loved to hear. I was hated for speaking the uncomfortable words of truth, but he knew that he had to be faithful to his calling, however tough it might be. In Jesus, we see someone who resolutely spoke out the word of God, even when he was hated and then killed because of it. We all need to ask God for courage so that we will speak truthfully to those around us, even when we make ourselves unpopular for doing so. So let me ask you a question. When have you had to speak out God's truth in a way that made you unpopular? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, grant us so much love for people that we will be willing to share your truth. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Well, you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
Little help. A little hope over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.